Hello.
Hello. Welcome to week 783.
Yay.
Of the Crankcast.
Yay.
Yay. So, how to begin?
Do I sit down or stand up?
Decisions. I'm standing, for what it's worth.
You are?
Yeah. Wow. I still got that drafting chair you gave me, like, 15 years ago.
I'm gonna sit down. My leg has been killing me for about 2 months now.
Hip problems? Knee problems?
I thought it was the, like, sciatica thing that I had before that they gave me a shot in the back for, but my doctor says it's not that. But all the stretching that I'm doing is not helping.
Huh.
And it's just kind of on top of everything, making me a miserable person all the time.
Sorry to hear that.
Kind of a angry, annoyed person all the time.
Last Friday, I had to get up at 6:30 in the morning to take my mother to a doctor's appointment to get a shot like that for her back.
Yeah, well, the good thing about those shots is they work.
Yeah. I just worry that it's like, you know, when you hear stories about football players who get the cortisone shots and all it does is make them ignore it, but they keep making it worse.
Yeah, but your mom doesn't play football. She's not going to be going, like, walking through walls and stuff and damaging herself. You don't become immune to pain.
No, I worry that, you know.
And it really only messes you up if you do more than one, like, in a certain time span.
Yeah.
Like the last time I had one was 5 years ago, I'd be fine. If you have more than one in a year, you're probably getting into, maybe I should consider another option. Cause it's steroids.
Well, see, and that's the thing, is that she does get it more frequently, like, at least, I don't know, I mean, probably more than one a year.
She does?
And her doctors tell her that, and I actually told her to ask her doctor, like, well, look, if there's an underlying problem, shouldn't they get that fixed? And they said, well, as long as the shots are working, you shouldn't have surgery on it.
I'm guessing she's fairly old.
Yeah.
Yeah, over time can do damage to the actual joint. Like, makes it more brittle or something like that, I think.
This has something to do with either cartilage is missing in between parts of her spine or something like that, you know, like a disc slipped or something.
Yeah. It's only supposed to be a stopgap. It's not supposed to be a...
And that's the thing. They're telling her that as long as the shots are working, don't get surgery. And I'm like, really? Because that's not fixing anything.
Well, maybe they're considering her age versus surgery and stuff.
Could be. I mean, and her weight could have something to do with it, too. She is, fairly hefty person. But, yeah, anyway. Well, I'm sorry to hear you're in pain, man.
That's all right. I mean, well, it's...
Yep.
Gotta have something to be whiny about.
Pain lets you know you're alive. If that's the case, you sure are living, buddy.
Mm-hmm. You guys should do your favorite in the house first.
Well, when I met Eddie, I've never even seen them in concert. Well, Crank hates Van Halen.
No, I don't.
I'm kidding.
I hate Van Hagar. No.
You son of a bitch!
I don't even hate Van Hagar, actually. Oh, you 812 and 5150 were really good.
Yeah, you know what? Since yesterday, I've heard a couple people talk about how bad OU812 is, and I'm like, well, that's not been my experience.
No. I mean, it wasn't David Lee Roth Van Halen, but it wasn't a bad album.
Here's the thing. those two things are distinctly different. The Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar Van Halen. It's not like you can even, I don't think you can compare the two. They're two different bands. And I enjoy them equally.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot like Sabbath and their different singers.
Yes, sort of. I feel like Sabbath still... Yeah, you're right. I think with Dio, it was more poppy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little less gloomy, I think.
Yeah, less gloomy. Yeah, you're probably right.
I was going to say,
it still felt like Black Sabbath, but I guess it still feels like Van Halen, so...
They weren't as bombastic with Hagar, I think.
Well, the better songs were made with Hagar. Like better made songs.
You gotta figure, I mean, at that point they've been a band for what?
Better written songs. They were better written songs.
Like 10, 15 years? Something like that?
Yeah.
I can't remember when the first Van Halen album came out. 76, 77?
77.
Okay, and it was like 86, 80. I'm trying to think. When did 5150 was the first Hagar?
5150 would have been 85, 86, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, they were a 10-year-old band. The rest of the band was used to working together. Of course, they're going to change somewhat. Better musicians, better, you know, tighter. They know where they're all coming from. And I think, Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of how to put it. They got a little more, like, party music with Hagar?
You think?
I don't know. I mean, they were a little more mellow.
I don't think they were... I would have thought the David Lee Roth era was the party music.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how to put it, though. Party music's not quite right. I don't know. It became a little more AOR with Hagar.
With AOR?
Like adult-oriented rock, or album-oriented rock, depending on which way you want to take that.
That's a funny thing to say, too, because I would just think Van Halen fans were just older by then, so of course they're adult-oriented rock.
Yeah. I never saw them until the, what was the Red album?
Foreign Lawful Carnal Knowledge?
Yeah, that's when I saw them live.
Oh, you saw them live?
Twice.
Oh man, I'm so jealous.
I know one of them was for the Foreign Lawful Carnage, and then I saw them again after that, but I don't remember if it was still on that same album tour, or if it was for
whatever. So you saw the Drill concert?
I guess so. I mean, I was so high up, I couldn't see a Drill, you know. Unless I had opera glasses or something.
Well, I mean, that's the song with the Drill on it. So, I mean, that's the album with the Drill on it, so that would have been that tour.
And I barely remember that album, for that matter. I don't remember much off of it. And because
yeah,
I think,
all of the ones after OU812 are kind of forgettable to me.
Who was it they got after Hagar? Was that the Ciccarone?
Gary Cherone. Cherone. Scream.
Yeah, okay.
And that I remember listening to that album in JJ's coffee shop in Nashville, Tennessee, just trying to latch on to any of the songs because there was just nothing there. It was just a bunch of, you know, nothing. It's kind of, it feels like every Weezer album that's come out after Green, where I'm just like, oh, come on, there's got to be something I can like on here.
Right. Right. And you can't even really figure out why you don't like it, because it pretty much sounds the same as it did then.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it felt like them trying to do them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't remember any of the Gary Cherone stuff at all. Like, I don't even remember hearing it.
It's not. I can't say it's not good. It's just not interesting. It's boring.
So, okay.
And the new one that they did with Lee Roth again was okay. It was better, but I still didn't find it to be.
Oh, I didn't even know they did a new one.
Yeah, they did a new one.
Huh. So how many Hagar albums were there? Just the three?
No. 1-2, those 5150, OUN 812, foreign lawful carnal knowledge, balance.
Oh.
And I guess that's it, unless you count the live album they did.
Okay, and then it was Sharon.
Then Sharon for one, and then David Lee Roth again.
Oh, okay. So they weren't consistently putting out albums after a certain point then?
No, well, Eddie had health problems all through the 2000s.
Yeah.
So they weren't very consistent. Because he had the mouth cancer, and then they got that taken care of, and then he had, like, hip replacement surgery. And then I guess it came back.
It's just a... Yeah, I mean, it's a shame because he wasn't that old, for one thing. Yeah.
No, he was my mom's age.
Plus, he was a... You know, it's fair to say he was a guitar hero, like, to a lot of people.
Yes, that would be an accurate statement, maybe an understatement.
Well, I'm trying not to gush.
I was, because, you know, I look at a lot of videos, like, guitar videos now, this year, and... You know, a lot of them brought up the point that it's kind of like, it's kind of hard to describe the scope of his influence because so many people that play guitar today have learned from people that were influenced by him.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't even know. It's like, yeah, so it's not wrong to say this is just about as big as Hendrix dying.
I mean, you know, I think he pioneered a lot of the two-hand technique stuff, tapping and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't the first, but he was definitely the one that everybody saw do it. You know what I mean?
And I mean,
and he made it a thing. He had his own personal style when it comes to it. You could see other people doing it, but you can immediately tell when it's him.
And he was an early speed picker, like, you know, when they started, and that, you know, most of the really good guitar players weren't playing that fast, or packing that many notes into a solo, or whatever. And I mean, I'm sure he wasn't the only one doing it, but again, he was the one that really pushed it and got the spotlight on it. And it's just so weird, because I mean, you look at people that, you know. Again, just going back to his age thing, I mean, you got, like, Jimmy Page is still kicking around, and that guy's looked terrible for decades.
Yeah.
You know? Stuff like, you know, just thinking, I mean, you know, how many of the Rolling Stones are still alive? It's like, geez.
All of them.
Well, the drummer guy died a long time ago.
The drummer?
The original drummer. He was really old.
The original drummer. That nobody ever thinks about? Yeah, that guy.
He was on a lot of stuff.
What was his name?
I don't remember his name now, but he was on a lot of their albums. Well, I don't remember anybody in the Stones' name except for Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. It was like Bill something? Bill Weiland or something?
Bill Wyman? That's the bass player.
Oh, okay. Well, not Bill Wyman then.
Is Bill Wyman still alive?
I don't know.
Now I'm getting confused.
I can look him up. Bill Wyman is apparently still alive.
Yeah, he's the one that married like a 20-something-year-old. Oh, yeah, he married his son's girlfriend.
What?
Yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah, he married his son's girlfriend.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
And he's not even a Stone anymore. He left in 93.
Oh, really?
Yep. And Wyman's not his actual last name.
Really? Why would he change his last name to Wyman?
Well, I don't know. But his original name was William George Perks Jr.
Perks.
Yeah.
It's not any stranger than the rest of the guys.
Yeah. I don't know. Is Jagger's last name actually Jagger?
Actually, I don't know.
And now, since I'm looking this up, I think I need to look up what that drummer's name was. Because, yeah. Where is it? I remember, all I remember about him was he was like a lot older than the rest of the band. He was like a jazz drummer or something.
Well, the regular drummer is a jazz drummer. He's put out a couple of jazz albums.
It was, oh no. I guess he is still alive. Wow, that drummer, I mean. Charles Watts.
Charlie Watts, he's been their drummer.
Yeah, I thought he was dead.
No!
Maybe he was not. You're
thinking of the original guitar player, Brian Jones?
I don't know. Maybe he's not who I was thinking of. Maybe it was Bill Wyman I was thinking of that was the old guy, because he was born in 36.
Wyman is the oldest member of the band, I think. I think Watts is pretty old, too, though.
79. He was born in 41. So, I don't... Well,
yeah, Brian Jones is dead. So he's the one that's maybe you were thinking of.
Yeah, he was born in 42. Okay. Yeah, and he died in 69. Right, okay.
Nice.
Nice? Anyway.
It makes you mad, doesn't it, Sean?
No, it's
just for the record, I can't actually hear Sean in the background, and I'm just pointing that out, so if you feel like clarifying what Sean just said, feel free.
I never feel like it.
Anyway, point being, though, that we got, you know, people who lived pretty extravagant lifestyles like the Stones still kicking. But I mean that's the way cancer is, though, right? Cancer doesn't care about ages and shit.
No, it doesn't. But also, it is hard to find a photograph of Edward Van Halen where he is not holding a cigarette.
Right, and he was a heavy, heavy drinker for a long time.
Yes.
Too.
I actually watched a clip of the Letterman show, and he was sitting in with the band, and every time they cut to him, he had a cigarette in his guitar that was burned down to the exact same place. But that was over the span of an hour show. So how many cigarettes did he have?
Yeah, but most of the time they were hanging out in the strings on his headstock, so he didn't get to smoke a lot of them.
You know? Well, there's huge sections, like 15-minute sections in between songs that he was smoking.
Well, yeah. Oh, sorry. When I was looking up stuff on the Rolling Stones, for some reason in my list of returns, a new article about Geddy Lee came up.
I could relate to this. Looking around last night, because for some reason, because Eddie Van Halen was trending on Twitter, so was Neil Peart.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing it's just because they both died, this year. And,
both from cancer too, right? That was what Peart died from.
Yep.
Yeah.
He died from brain cancer. But I saw an interview with Alex Lifeson where he said he hasn't played guitar since then, and he hasn't felt, the urge to.
That's sad.
Yeah. But I kind of relate because I've been having a lot of trouble drawing lately.
Yeah. I wonder how much of that has to do with the year, like.
Oh, it has everything to do with the year.
Because I've been having trouble focusing on work a lot, especially the closer it gets to the election, the more it gets.
I'm usually pretty good, not to brag, pretty good about making myself work through stuff. And, for some reason, the last couple months, I have not been able to snap out of it and get into a good place work-wise.
Yeah.
which is fucking shit up for me, man.
Well, you got all your work done, right?
I think, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on that mic. That's why.
You want me to turn this mic off?
That's right. I'm over here. I was just gonna say.
Don't give me your germs. I'm putting my mask on.
Okay, I didn't know we were there again.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I was just going to say that it would be very nice if we had a government that just, paid us actual money every month for the rest of the year.
Oh.
We could just call it for the year.
Yeah, that don't look like it's happening. No.
Well, especially now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hi, Sean.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You'll notice that we're all in the studio.
Yeah.
Because they're very they don't care about my safety.
Well, I mean, you guys are fairly distant, right?
I've told them both to leave, but they won't. Actually, I'm the one that's not really doing any work, so I guess I should leave.
Yeah, maybe. Is it a nice day out there? Maybe you should go for a walk.
It is a nice day, and I've already gone for a walk.
And I don't know. I mean, you know, I've said before when other people have died, we're at that age now where all our people we admired growing up that were older than us are going to be passing from stuff, you know.
Still doesn't make it less annoying.
No. I mean, it's like a little blow every time. Kind of hurts. I mean, not hurts like, you know, if a relative died, but it's like having to give up a piece of your past or a piece of your childhood.
I ain't giving shit up.
Well, that ain't what I heard. That's right, I'm slut shaming you.
You guys should cry now together.
I don't want to cry.
Yeah. Don't cry for me, Argentina. But, anyway.
So, why don't you like Eddie Van Halen?
Oh, he sided with the Bears.
He's pro-Bear?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'm not pro-Bear.
Well, have you ever backed up a bear with a broken bottle?
Wait, are you saying that you... Are you saying that you have actually had a violent interaction with Eddie Van Halen and a bear?
It didn't get that far that time.
This is really dumb.
Yeah, it is.
I want to know how that even happened. Why was he in your alley?
Well, the alley happened to be behind a place he was playing.
Oh, okay.
They were loading
and
out.
The bear was on the guest list.
Yeah, I guess the bear was a friend. I don't know. Shit started, and it got out of hand, but not too out of hand.
Not too out of hand.
So
it's a years old deep cut.
Yeah. A little deeper, I wouldn't be telling this story.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but moving on. Let the past be the past. He's up in that great jam band in the sky.
He is?
I guess. I don't know.
Playing with Jerry Garcia?
Yeah. And, well,
no.
And Neil Peart now, and,
yeah. This might be a too many cooks situation. I don't think I want to listen to this band at all.
Janis Joplin.
Oh, God. I don't think this is a good... It's one of those things that sounds good on paper.
No, this doesn't even sound good on paper. I couldn't imagine Neil Peart and Eddie Van Halen jamming together.
It's just We Are the World.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
But with more harps. Yeah. Stuff
more
like that.
Harps?
Yeah. Well,
a lot of harp players dying?
No, it's heaven. So.
Oh, heaven. Okay, I get it.
A lot of harps. I mean, you know, if you take that narrow Christian view of it, anyway, I guess. But, anyway, so, here we are in October.
Yes.
Or, as some like to say, Inktober, which I'm enjoying watching on Instagram.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff being posted, man. At least by the people I follow.
You're enjoying what?
Inktober.
Nope. It's canceled. Inktober's canceled.
Oh.
We canceled Jake, so Inktober's canceled.
Oh.
Canceled who?
Jake Parker. To be fair, he did rip off half that book. Possibly. Allegedly. For podcast reasons.
Allegedly, yes.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jake Parker put out a Inktober... how to ink book.
Okay.
And there's a good amount of evidence that most of the book is plagiarized from another inking book that was recently put out.
Oh, that's no good.
And so
is that why I've been seeing people call it draw something or something?
Maybe. Drawtober?
Yeah, I've been seeing people use another hashtag besides Inktober, too.
It's Rocktober. It's always been Rocktober. So, how dare you guys?
There's some ill will. So people have been kind of against it.
Huh. So was he the one that came up with Inktober?
I guess.
He was the one that kind of formalized it. I think it was like a hashtag that sort of got spread around and then he kind of took ownership of it in some ways.
Oh, okay. I never knew. I thought it was like whoever invented drink and draw. You know,
like he owns the trademark for Inktober with a logo.
Oh. Okay. So that could be sort of like a Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys situation. Not Brian
could
Wilson. What's that guy? Chad, or Mike Love and the Beach Boys. Where it wasn't really his, but he was the one that capitalized on it. And
man, that guy's a dick.
Trademark the name and stuff.
Fucking Mike Love sucks.
Well, either way, I like the event formerly known as Inktober, I guess, on Instagram. I like seeing people's art. And usually in October, they post a lot of it, you know.
This is true.
Like, man, Luke Smarto's tearing it up.
He is. He's getting better. I like it.
I don't know, like, why doesn't he do books and stuff? I don't really know. I mean, I'm just, like, I haven't really seen much.
It's one of those, you know, day job things, I think.
Mm.
He was doing an online comic for a while. I don't know if he's still doing it. I haven't looked.
Because, like, you know, his pinup stuff, I mean, I've liked his stuff for a while, but this mm-hmm. year he seems particularly, like, on it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's stepping it up.
Hmm.
Truth.
And, I don't know. There was something else I was going to add that I forgot. I've been too, I don't know. Muddled or bummed out or something to post on Instagram much lately. Which, to be fair, I mean, most of what I post is just album covers anyway. But
yeah.
It's so strange, man.
Are they all albums that you own?
Yeah, I post them as I listen to them.
Mm.
They're things I've gotten in, like, mostly cheap. And so as I listen to them, I got, like, a big backlog of stuff a lot of it I've never heard before, because I just buy it in lots. So I listen to it and post it. And try to give a little bit of a comment on it. just to, so people know what it is in case they want to check it out or something. That movie I was talking about with John Ritter in it, it was a Blake Edwards movie.
I forget the name of it.
I did too. But, as much as I really didn't care for that movie too much, the main song that they used in it was called Falling Out of Love by, something, I can't remember what his name was. Something Ivan. Like.
Good story.
Well, I'm trying to remember what his name was. Anyway, I really liked a song from that, so I found the album. And I'm gonna listen to that soon and post it, but it's got this kind of, you know, 80s electropop kind of thing.
Pink Panther.
What? Pink Panther. Oh, Blake Edwards. No, it wasn't. Was John Ritter ever in a Pink Panther movie?
Skin Deep.
Skin Deep, that was it, yeah.
Skin Deep. Oh, you were just looking at the list. SOB.
Which,
that's the one where he's got the beard, right?
Yeah. He's
that's what he mentioned last time.
He's a bearded drunk womanizer in the movie. I didn't like his role, mostly. I mean, it wasn't a terrible movie. It was sort of a depressing movie. But I didn't want to see John Ritter play that character, kind of thing. Which is probably why he did it, because he didn't want to just be funny John Ritter all the time. But I don't know. But that song's really good, though. Falling Out of Love.
Hey, stop talking about that song.
Love. Falling Out of. Do you think libraries keep records from the 80s? Like, of things checked out and stuff?
No, I don't think they go. I don't think they keep tabs on that. The reason why they keep tabs on stuff is so they know who's taking the books. They don't want a history of it, do they?
I don't know.
Well, now that I say that, they probably do.
I mean, you would think they would, right? Like,
what information does that? How does that help? That would mean that no, they're not doing that because that's like a privacy thing.
Well, but I mean, it's like part of their records. Like, this got checked out by so-and-so here and then returned by so-and-so here. And
also, what we think of the privacy now is very different than what it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, like, because you have the library card, right, that has all the everyone who checked it out on there?
Yeah, sure, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder, I have to imagine the records in the 80s were probably paper, so I don't know how much of that stuff got, like, computerized or transferred? I was trying to think of a book I read when I was a kid that I don't remember enough of to be able to look up the title. I just remember really liking it, and I remember bits and pieces of it. I was hoping that I could go to the library and say, hey, what all did I check out this year?
Like, no,
in 1987.
They'd laugh at you so much.
Why would they laugh at me? It seems
Why
like a
am I laughing so hard?
It seems like a legitimate question.
I want you to do it. We want you to do it over here. We want you to take a camera with you and do it.
Sir, have you heard of the internet?
It's like, we're not sure how you even found us.
Here.
Nobody's come in here in 15 years.
That's not true. People are in there all the time whenever I've been in there. You can get online at the library.
You've got your own computer. Why do you go to the library?
Because sometimes I just want to handle a book. I mean, books are cool, yo. Anyway. Yeah, it was just an idle thought. I was wondering.
Please go.
Yeah, please do it.
I don't know how I feel about you guys rooting for my embarrassment.
We're not wanting you to be embarrassed. We
specifically are wanting me to be embarrassed.
We just want to know if it'll happen.
It's more I want joy. I don't want embarrassment. I just want the joy of it.
You want the joy of me being embarrassed?
Those could be the same. They're not mutually exclusive.
Right. I'm starting to question a few things here. I don't know. Like, not sure how I feel about that. But anyway. Right. What else is new, Mike?
I can't draw. For some reason, I can't draw. Oh. I've been trying to draw and I can't.
What's with the ghost pug?
That's just a new idea I have.
Okay. You're staying on brand. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I only got one idea. So, yeah. I got this new Hellboy script, and I'm trying to draw, and I can't.
Nice. I mean, nice that you can't draw. Nice that you got some work, because, you know.
No, it is good to have work. Now, my part is to fulfill that. So it's not nice, but yeah.
Right. Did y'all vote yet? When's voting start in Illinois?
I mean, soon.
I opened my ballot.
I have mine, and every night I tell Julie we have to send our ballot out, and she's like, hold your horses. And I'm like, no, I have to get this in now. So,
what's she concerned about?
She has to do all the research and stuff.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, do it, or I'm just going to start filling out shit.
I don't normally do this, but I pretty much voted straight Dem without even bothering.
Does that mean?
Just because I'm so fed up with...
Do your thing.
I'm just so fed up with Republicans right now that it's kind of, I did it sort of out of anger.
I just need to know what judges.
Yeah, that's the thing. But that there's like a guide out right now. You can check it out. And I told Julie and she won't. She's like, don't hold your horses. And I'm like, shut up.
There's one on there that I saw that is supposed to be a good judge, but they're like, I'm retiring. So, no matter if you vote me in, I'm retiring. So the advice is like, don't vote for this person because they're just going to leave.
Oh. So then what, the governor or somebody would have to appoint an interim until the next election?
Something? I don't even know.
That's how, what's her name got in? That person that was running. Oh, never mind. I don't remember the details enough to talk about it. Yeah, the Democratic Party in Ohio mailed out a list of the Democratic judges here. So I had a card that came in the mail. And I filled everything out and I got it in the mail this morning. Took it over to the post office.
Good story.
Well, I'm a little worried about it because I had requested my ballot a while ago and then things changed and I started thinking that maybe I should just go ahead and go to the poll anyway. But at that point now, since I had already requested the ballot, I'd have to file a provisional ballot. But at least in Ohio, those don't get counted until after, like, all the mail-in ballots are counted. You know, so that would just screw things up worse to try to do it that way.
Oh, well, wait. You have a vote that actually counts.
Yeah.
Well, technically, none of us have a vote to count. But
no, but you're in a state that matters.
Oh, yeah. And we are traditionally a state that swaps back and forth, too.
Yeah.
And this year's... From what news I could read, this year looks like we're swinging towards the Dems, but I don't know. You know, it's like, it's one of those weird things where, I mean, he wasn't up for re-election this year anyway, but we have a Republican governor, and I actually think he's done a really good job with the pandemic, but he's done such a good job, all the other Republicans are trying to get him impeached or arrested or whatever. Calling him saying he's acting very un-Republican. It's like, God, these people are crazy. They're just fucking nuts. That's all there is to it. Yeah. I read the news this morning. They were talking about, because yesterday was the first day you could go vote early in person. And they were packed, like, all day at the places you could go. Or at the Board of Elections, anyway.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good to see. I mean, I hate to think, you know, how many people might possibly... Well, I guess as long as they're being safe, they have a little, you know, lesser chance of getting sick, but... It's just so strange. Every time I think 2020 isn't going to get any stranger, something new happens that makes it fucking weirder, you know? I mean, we've got the president of the country...
What's going to happen on January 1st when something shitty happens? Everybody's like... It's not just this year.
Oh, but everything keeps getting, like... I don't remember any period in my life where things kept getting progressively stranger and worse like this. Like, without much of a downtime.
We're just all at home, sitting here watching it, noticing it, I think.
I guess. It's just like, I mean...
It sucks like you! You suck, you suck, you suck, you suck! Crank is responsible!
I mean, I imagine this was a worry during the Spanish flu, but I mean, we've got a president infected with a pandemic virus. We've got...
He doesn't even care when anymore.
We've got somebody else running against the president who's in a very dangerous age range who has been exposed to it and so far has tested negative, but still, like, what the hell happens if everybody gets sick and dies? You know?
Well, they won't care anymore.
I guess.
That's one way of solving it.
Yep. That is the final solution.
I drank it.
Finished already?
Yes.
No!
Did you drink somebody's drink?
No.
Oh. What is the matter with you?
I told you. I've given you a laundry list of things that are wrong with me today.
Yeah.
Very small man to open up the PlayStation. She makes that thing look nice. Like, it's big, but they just made it look even bigger. That PlayStation is like half of this man.
Okay. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Why aren't you doing Rifttober with Kevin and Don and all those dudes?
Who's Kevin?
Melon.
Oh.
Isn't he doing it?
I don't even... Oh, Rifttober. Sorry, I was thinking Rift Tracks when you said that, and I'm like, what?
No.
I don't know. I haven't seen Kevin post anything for Rifttober. I've seen Don post a few things.
Oh.
I don't like Kevin to do that every day.
Right. Well, that's why I don't do Inktober.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that. I put so much pressure on myself every day. I'm not doing that.
I mean, I haven't had time to think about it either, I guess. I mean, I've entertained the thought off and on in past years, but I'm like, that seems like a lot of work just to put up a riff.
You should do it, but only put the same one up every day.
See
who notices.
Put the same riff up, but played in different styles.
Well, you could do that. That still work, though.
Yeah. You're right. I don't know.
Just like that Yes video that they did back in the 80s for Leave It. They had like 29 versions of it, but it was all the same thing.
Oh, I don't remember there being different versions of it.
Well, that's because there really weren't.
Oh.
But down at the bottom, it would say in parentheses, like 25 or 24.
Oh. So subtle, I didn't even get
may have been something different with the video, but as a kid, I was like, this is boring, and I would switch channels. So.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of what Iron Maiden does with their albums.
What? What did you just say?
Dude, come on. They have been exactly the same for the past, like, 20 years.
No, they haven't.
Since 2000, dude. They have put out the same album over and over.
You are mistaken. You're thinking that because their songs have become, like, 13 times longer than they used to be. So it has. You're given the impression that they're putting out the same thing.
I'm pretty sure it's been the same album every time.
Oh, it's not true.
Oh, wait, they did change the singer for a while. But I think he was still singing the same songs. I never knew you were such a big Iron Maiden fan.
I'm not. I do like, you know.
I mean, do you listen to new Iron Maiden?
Yeah, that's why I said they're kind of boring because the songs are like 17 minutes long.
Oh.
I told you the story about my drummer in my band in high school whose parents were fundamentalist Christians, and he bought Seventh Son of the Seventh Son. Or is that what it's called? Seventh Son of the Seventh Son?
Yeah.
And he opened it. And he saw in the liner notes they had all these glyphs and hieroglyphics, and he's like, oh no, I have to return this.
Oh boy.
He thought it was going to open a portal to hell in the mall.
I think that happened somewhere, actually.
He took it back to Camelot. We never left the mall with that tape. I thought he was kidding when he said it, but no, he took it back.
That was 87?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Matt Bryant.
I'm calling him out now.
Well, he had a very similar history to my brother, so.
Mm. Maybe you should.
So he would have been fine just getting that tape because it didn't end well for him.
Yeah. Man, I'm trying to even remember what the next album was after that.
Oh, I don't know either.
Which album had Tail Gunner on it?
I don't know.
I think that was the album after that.
That's how much of a fan I am. I don't know.
Yeah.
Power Slave was before that or after?
Before.
Okay, so I don't know what came after Seventh Son.
Did you know that the producer for Iron Maiden was also the producer for the two Black Sabbath Dio albums in the 80s?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Just, you know, dropping some knowledge on you there.
You have indeed dropped some knowledge on me.
What else is new? Golly. I'm kind of happy because it seems like we're getting a proper fall in Ohio, southern Ohio this year.
We were. It's warm outside right now. It's still nice. I like it.
Last year, it didn't seem like we got much of one, and it went from the trees starting to change colors to just dropping all our leaves. But this year, we seem to actually be getting some color around, and it's sort of nice to look at.
Yeah, we were bummed at that with the trip we took downstate. It was like 2 weeks too early for the trees to be turning, so.
Oh, that sucks.
It's not a lot to complain about, though. I mean, it was.
Well, no, I guess not. I mean, you're still alive, right?
Well, it was nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm kind of happy at looking at all those colors and stuff. Got up the other morning and looked out my kitchen window, and at the top of a telephone pole sitting up there was a squirrel. Just sat there watching it for a few minutes, thinking, hey, if I was a squirrel, I'd probably sit up there too.
I was only halfway listening to that, too. I'm like, what is going on? have turned into a human Reader's Digest?
I don't know what that means.
You are, I don't know.
Just
what?
Small stories. Small
you're just a magazine sitting in the lobby of an old folks home.
Okay.
What was the guy in like the morning show? Little stories.
Charles Kuralt.
Well, okay, smart guy. You tell me something.
I don't. That's not my job. That's not my part of this relationship.
Well, that's strange. It's your show.
It's not my show. Don't you dare.
You're the one that made it up.
Thank you so much.
Love. All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
Isn't this over? This is supposed to be over right now.
Not yet.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You haven't even checked for email yet.
Yeah, I did. There is no email.
No.
Frank.
What?
We had a home inspection on a house we were looking to buy today.
Yeah?
And the foundation was pretty much just a bunch of rocks.
Sweet.
So that's that.
You are moving into an ancient Celtic burial site.
Yes.
Did it have a dirt floor?
It was just Stonehenge. They built a house on top of one of them. Actually, Stonehenge is more secure. And that was built way before this house.
Back when I was looking for houses, did I ever tell you guys about the place I went into that had, like, mushrooms growing out of the basement walls and shit?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Everybody remembers that.
Mushroom garden.
Yeah, there's some strange shit you'll see when you go into really old houses.
I mean, it's slightly worse than the spiders you have growing in yours.
Well, you know, at least the spiders are family. You can't talk to a mushroom. Well, all right then.
Rub my toe.
Time for some more ASMR.
No, don't do it again. Oh no! Yeah, cranked into doing ASMR now.
Oh no.
I forgot about that.
Mike!
That's not ASMR, that's mutant.
What do you think the M stands for?
AS, mutant. That's Wings Hauser's ASMR album.
Yeah. Wings Living Right. Which I still haven't gotten a copy of yet.
Of what? Mutant?
No, Wings Living Right.
Wings Living Right?
Yeah, it was his album back in the 70s.
So he has an actual album?
Yeah, under the name Wings Living Right.
Wait, that's not the name of the album?
No, that's his assumed last name.
Living Right?
Yeah, spelled LIVINRYTE.
Are you kidding me?
No. And I can't even find audio samples of it online. You can find copies, but they're a little more than I actually wanted to pay for it. So,
wow.
You know, every once in a while I go look for it and see if I can find a cheap copy.
There's nothing on YouTube?
I didn't find anything, no. Maybe I just wasn't looking it up right or something, I don't know, but I didn't see anything. I haven't looked in a long time, though, either. Maybe somebody's posted something more recently. Wings Living Right. Yeah, the album covers him in this, like, cowboy hat and shit, standing next to some old-timey car. So, I guess you found something.
I think we got a song to cover.
Your Love Keeps Me Off the Streets was the name of the album. No, that's not Wings Living. Well, that might be Wings Living Right, but that's not off that album. That's him singing for a movie soundtrack.
Still,
I don't know what the Your Love Keeps Me Off the Streets stuff sounds like. That's what I'm saying. Don't be sad. Turn that frown upside down. Mike.
Oh, is this the devil's brother?
The devil's brother?
Yeah, remember the devil? He's like, hey, Sean.
No.
What? Anyway. Oh, well, here's a copy for, like, $11. Anyway.
Neon Slime's pretty much the only song you can find online.
Yeah. And was that the name of the movie?
I guess. I don't know how I haven't seen that.
Wait a minute. I just remember it was in a horror movie.
Oh, what was it?
Wings Hour 82.
Vice Squad. I have seen Vice Squad.
Yeah. and just in case anybody was wondering, it looks like Wings Hauser's still alive.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
So. Just so nobody gets worried about it or anything. We still got Wings.
So was his son, Cole Hauser.
What was Cole Hauser in? Like, is he an actor, too?
He was. He was in a movie that was in theaters.
Okay.
It was kind of a sort of a big thing for a little while. I don't know why. It was a movie about a famous actor. Oh, it was called Paparazzi. It was about a paparazzi that, like, was ruining his life, so he goes for revenge on this paparazzi.
All right. Oh, he's been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I guess he's doing real big in some show called Yellowstone right now.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
I think Wings is on that show, isn't he?
I don't know. I've never seen it. Cole Hauser.
Why don't you find out how he got that name?
Hauser or Cole?
Oh, my God.
Like, why would you... I don't even know how I'd find out. I mean, his parents named him Cole. Like, how much more am I going to be able to find out than that?
I'm apologizing to everybody listening to this right now.
Okay. I still don't know what you're talking about, but all right, whatever. Fine. So, all right then, well, stuff in stores this week?
I don't know.
Anybody?
No.
Well, stuff for sale this week, then?
I don't have anything.
I don't need comics,
Well, okay. I'm scrolling through the in-stores today list, so I will see if anything looks interesting. Because, why not?
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Get out. I'm pretty sure I've got probably something from Oni or something somewhere. Oh, a company called Fantoons put out a book called Rush, The Making of a Farewell to Kings. Graphic novel.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't see any previews of it. And it also doesn't say who actually worked on it. And it's sold out. At least on the place I'm looking at it.
They
printed three of them for the members of the band. So maybe you can get one of them.
Well, actually, they probably only printed two for the members of the band. Yeah, I know, it's sad. Let's see. Ooh. Image is pretty slim this week. They got a lot of versions of stuff. Some trade paperbacks. I'm trying to remember, when did all that happen? For a while their Image was like super anti-multiple covers. You remember?
Yeah, I do remember, but I don't remember when that was. Didn't last very long.
I mean, that was from like the top of the company even. Like a statement was made in public and crap. And
mm-hmm.
They were just like, we don't like these multiple covers. Take them away. And they don't seem to have a problem with putting out a book that's got like 6 covers now.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that all turned around with Walking Dead, probably. Honestly. Huh. Okay, well, I don't see anything related to us in stores. Oh, well, except for Money Shot number 9. From Vault Comics. And that's it. Boo! Oh, and Albatross has Goon number 12. And, wait a minute.
That's last week.
Yeah, sorry, that was last week's schedule.
But you can go buy it if you want.
Yeah, because it was also, I realized it was last week's, because then I saw the next thing listed was the Grumble, Memphis, and Beyond the Infinite number 3 of 5, which is also still in store, so you can go buy that if you want, too.
I would ask you to, actually.
Buy multiple copies. Give them to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or your family. Maybe to your pastor at church.
Care about them.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe you don't care about your family.
That's possible. I mean, a sure sign of you not caring about your family would be not buying an extra copy of this comic and giving it to them. In fact, that almost could qualify for abuse, I think.
Yeah, don't be a dick to your family. Buy a comic.
Right.
Well, buy our comic.
Well, yeah, that too.
Buy it for them anyway.
It's got pictures. Yeah. Exactly. All right then. Well, guess that's it for this week.
Goodbye, Crank.
You can reach us at crankcast.com.
I said goodbye.
Crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's at ihatemike.com. You can go read Battlepug at battlepug.com. There's art stuff to buy at cadencecomicart.com. And, stuff like that. Go look on Instagram. People are posting stuff. It's fun.
I said goodbye.
Thank you.
Oh, I found one more.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys. Death of Nancy Drew number 5 is in stores this week. So, there. Take that.
I said goodbye.
All right. See you next week. Goodbye.